Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Human Resources Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start. This podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Tuesday evening, March 4th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of human resources news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. HR Tech Alliances serves as a global community platform for those involved in alliances and partnerships in the HR tech or HR service industry. They help HR tech vendors accelerate growth by enabling joint GTM opportunities with their partners in their ecosystem. HR Tech Alliances enables HR tech vendors to generate more leads for themselves and their partners. Over the years, their engaging community platform has become a centralized hub to discover, create, and manage alliances and partnerships. Get your free guest membership at hrtechalliances.com. Thank you, hrtechalliances.com, for supporting the NewsRamp Human Resources Podcast. We're grateful for HRTechAlliances.com's support in making this podcast possible. Our first story today is
Digital Learning Taking Off, insights from digital enterprise learning solutions provider YXT.com's 2024-2025 Enterprise Learning Report. Digital learning is on the rise, with companies investing in digital tools to meet the growing need for talent development and training. According to YXT.com Group's 2024-2025 Enterprise Digital Learning Blue Book report, 75% of enterprises are expanding training coverage and 63% are reducing costs with digital platforms. The global e-learning market, valued at nearly $300 billion in 2024, is projected to grow at a 19% CAGR through 2030, driven by demand for remote learning and upskilling. Enterprises are focusing on using digital training for onboarding and basic level manager training, with AI technology playing a key role. While digital learning budgets are down, companies are still investing in content development. YXT.com is well positioned to meet the demand for third-party content suppliers and consultants in 2025, helping enterprises improve talent cultivation quality.
HR leaders join advisory board to improve workplace communication and collaboration in 2025. HR.com is pleased to announce the appointment of industry experts to the advisory board for the upcoming State of Employee Communication and Collaboration 2025 research study and virtual event. This initiative aims to provide HR professionals with data-driven insights to enhance internal communication, collaboration, and talent management strategies. The advisory board, consisting of HR and business communication experts, will offer guidance to ensure actionable solutions for improving workplace engagement. The research findings will be published in a comprehensive report with a condensed infographic. The next virtual event on July 16, 2025, will feature informative sessions from subject matter experts. HR.com emphasizes the importance of strong internal communication as a business imperative, driving meaningful change in team collaboration and success. Contractor Exchange and NORCAT enhance contractor compliance after RV Greater Sudbury. Contractor Exchange and NORCAT have partnered to provide an end-to-end solution for contractor risk management in response to the RV Greater Sudbury case. This partnership aims to help project owners demonstrate due diligence in contractor selection and risk management. Contractor Exchange offers a structured pre-qualification framework, while NORCAT provides training and certification programs for worksite-level risk management. At the corporate level, Contractor Exchange collects and verifies critical contractor data, enhancing risk management. This collaboration streamlines pre-qualification and contractor compliance, making it more accessible and cost-effective for organizations. By integrating industry-leading training, certification, and risk management capabilities, Contractor Exchange and NORCAT aim to help businesses navigate evolving regulatory requirements with confidence and efficiency.
Metavesco's Epic Labor Books, November revenue of $185,072, plans major expansion in Q1 2025. Medivesco Inc. reported that its subsidiary, Epic Labor Inc., generated $185,072 in revenue during November 2024, demonstrating early success in the blue-collar staffing market. CEO Ryan Shuttle highlighted plans for operational efficiency and growth in Q1 2025, including expanding geographic reach, investing in recruitment technologies, and forming industry partnerships. Medivesco aims to position Epic Labor as a leader in the sector by leveraging financial resources and expertise. Shareholders can anticipate increased revenue and competitive margins as the company accelerates its efforts.
A critical shift is needed to align compensation strategies with the modern workforce. New study by HR Research Institute. HR.com has released its latest research report, HR.com's Future of Compensation and Total Rewards 2024-25, revealing that while 67% of HR professionals believe compensation and total rewards will gain importance in the next 2 years, only 22% of organizations describe their compensation approaches as advanced or innovative. Challenges include lack of clarity, personalization, and wage compression. Pay equity is not a top priority for 68% of organizations. However, many are improving employee experiences by providing easy access to pay and benefits information, promoting work-life balance, and educating employees about benefits. HR.com's CEO, Debbie McGrath, emphasizes the need for more equitable and effective compensation practices. The full research report is available for free download, offering actionable insights for HR leaders to develop sophisticated compensation approaches.
Velocity Global welcomes Johan Land and Carol McKinley to its leadership team as it enters its next phase of growth. Velocity Global, the expert on global workforce management, appoints Johan Land as Chief Product Officer and Carol McKinley as Chief Human Resources Officer. Johan will drive product vision and strategy, drawing from experience at TomTom and Google. Carol, with over 30 years in HR, will lead HR strategy and operations, having scaled teams at Binance.us. Both leaders bring valuable expertise to Velocity Global, positioning the company for growth and success in empowering businesses worldwide. For more information, visit velocityglobal.com. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Human Resources Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.